Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Ettingham, and today we are being joined by the Adele DeSoto Minburn School Superintendent Greg Defoe. And Greg, as always, really appreciate you taking the time to join me.
You bet. It's always great to talk to you, Shaquan.
Absolutely. And so we're about to jump into the 2025-2026 school year. And so the ADM School Board just met this past Monday on August 11th. And so there were a few things on the agenda I'd like to talk about. So we'll just start off with, can you talk about year five of the Radical Reset and kind of what all that entails, what it means?
Yes. If I went as deep as I'd like, I'd take way longer than we have, but I'll try to give a very condensed version. You know, the key talking point for us on Monday with our board is that, yes, we are almost unbelievably into our fifth year of what we call locally here our Radical Reset. That is back to the 2021 school year, where we simply changed so much about how we go about leading. And it's really touched every facet of our system. So we took our board through that radical reset and the fundamental elements of it. Again, we talk about this with the board routinely, and certainly every August before we launch our school year. It encompasses things like, you know, some of the core books that we've read that really frame, you know, how we lead as one example, and how that's led to certain paradigm shifts. One example of the paradigm shift that we talk about routinely is that we're committed to identifying and looking for brutal facts in our performance. Then when we stepped back into the 2020-21 school year, we identified that our reading scores were not what we wanted them to be and not what people would anticipate based on our prior performance, you know, in this area. So we've been, since that time, we annually identify one wildly important goal for our system. This year, we're continuing to focus on literacy. We hope to bring the percent of students who are not proficient on a standardized reading measure in grades preschool through 11 from 12% to 10. So we have stayed a little bit stagnant around that 12% mark the last couple of years. So we know this last little bit of improvement is going to take a ton of work now that we're down to that small percentage. So those are kind of the big talking points that we had from Monday night's meeting regarding our radical reset.
Awesome. Well, thanks for going over that. And now talk about, I know obviously a big project in Adele is the construction of the new ADM High School. And so can you kind of give an update with where we're at with that?
Yes. It's on the corridor in coming on 169, so people can really see it as it develops. The site work is in progress. You know, it's still the utilities work, the foundation, the parking lots. That's the work that's going on right now. And of course, that's been impacted by the wet summer. So there's no doubt we've lost a tremendous number of working days due to the rain. However, our general contractor has not indicated that it will delay the project. They're still anticipating a project completion that's well in advance of the summer of 27. So we're still doing really good. And of course, we're excited. We certainly could use a stretch of drier weather, though. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And talk about, obviously, I know, you know, teachers are close to being back in session. So can you outline the pre-service schedule?
Yeah, we're right on it. Tomorrow, we welcome our new teachers. We have 12 new teachers joining us. And so we'll welcome them tomorrow in advance of all staff coming back on Monday, the 18th. So, you know, that's upon us. You know, we always have so much fun on Monday, the 18th. We gather for a breakfast that's provided by New Hope Church. You know, they'll feed, you know, it's pushing 400 people, you know, on Monday morning. And then we all get together in the auditorium and have some fun and welcome them back and celebrate last year and look forward to our work this year. So I can't wait. I can't wait to see everybody on Monday.
Absolutely. Again, we're speaking here with the ADM Superintendent Greg Defoe for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. And Greg, I know a big thing across the state of Iowa is the new law that was signed by Governor Kim Reynolds to limit access to cell phones during instructional time. And so that's going to be a big thing going into the school year. But are there any other new policies that people should be aware of?
Well, let me just touch base a little bit on the cell phone policy. For some time, we had already been meeting that prohibition of using cell phones during instructional time. So that shift, you know, would not be a change for us, even at the high school level. We have taken it even further than that. And students will be prohibited from using their cell phones from the beginning of the day through the end of the day, even in the hallways and passing periods and at lunchtime. We've put a stake in the ground, really, and believe that, you know, our students need to have a break from the use of cell phones. We know the impact that can have on learning and distractions and, you know, all sorts of things. So we've taken it a step further, which we're allowed to by the law, and we've even restricted use to include passing periods and lunch periods and those kind of things.
Well, thank you for, kind of updating us with that. Talk about, are there any key dates you'd like to highlight, especially here in the first few months?
Well, really the key dates for us, that are really pressing for us are get our teachers back on Monday, all staff on Monday. They have a full week to prepare for students coming on the 25th. The long first week of school is really key for us. And then we need to get into our flow and get to work. We have the Labor Day weekend that's close. And then we have a Friday no school day. I think it's September 26th that will come upon us. So we just want to get at it and get to work, get in the flow of things. And then, of course, before we know, we'll have parent-teacher conferences and Thanksgiving and Christmas and all those things. But right now, we're just focused on the first weeks of school.
Absolutely. Again, we're speaking here with the ADM Superintendent, Greg Defoe. And Greg, a couple more questions here as we finish up. What are ways that you're working with the principals to help prepare them for the new upcoming school year?
Well, first, I can't speak more highly of our principal and assistant principal team. I mean, they are just best in class and they're experienced and veteran. And so that super helps this, getting ready for the school year. There's just so much to prepare for, so many details, so many things to do. And I'm so appreciative of their hard work and how attentive they are to all things. So they're just a great group. And, we meet, frequently in August, so we've had some long planning meetings, and now this week, especially they've been doing all kinds of things to get ready, and they're getting ready for their staffs to return Monday the 18th, and then leading them through many meetings and learning sessions all 5 days next week.
Well, and as we end here, I know, you're going into your 18th year as the superintendent. So talk about your excitement for the new year.
Yeah. I appreciate the question, and I'm as excited for this year as I've been for any year. This place is so great, and I love it so much that it's not hard to get energized to come here and work with all these great people. So 18 years is a long time, and yet it doesn't feel like a long time. I'm right where I want to be, and I love this place, and I'm just fortunate to be able to do what I do here in a place like this. So I'm super excited.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate everything that you do for the ADM School District. Again, that is the ADM Superintendent Greg Defoe joining us for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. And Greg, as always, really appreciate you taking the time. Thanks so much, and we'll catch up again soon.
Thank you so much.
You are absolutely welcome. Our Dallas County Let's Talk program, always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.